welcome to VG Jam, a podcast where we listen to video game music and we talk about the music we listen to and then create a piece of music inspired by that. This is episode 1.5, in which we will be looking back at the piece of music we composed in the previous full episode and discussing how it played out. I'm Chris.
And I'm Matthew.
And let's take a look at what we had listened to last episode. The first pick was Bubble Man from Mega Man 2. What we liked about it was that the beat gets you psyched up. It had an interesting counter melody and kind of an underwatery sound that sort of the sound of it was kind of had a waviness to it. The second track we listened to was Into the Thick of It from Secret of Mana by Hiroki Kikuta. We liked sort of the fantasy, adventure-y sort of sound. Sort of multiple ideas happening at one time, kind of overlapping. Thought that was interesting. And it had that cool arpeggio going on and the flutey sound. I really like that. We also listened to Undercover of Night from Halo. It was more ambient and not melodic, we had noted. So we tried to incorporate some of that. It had sort of a spaced out sound. We liked the simplicity of it. It had chords over a bass sound. That's something that I think we brought. Musical movement over a solid root sound, I think, is something that I had said. That I feel like made me sound smart. Then there was Fez, the song Sync and Glitch from Fez by Rich Freeland. We liked the kind of pitch bendiness of the sounds going on in that song. Mm-hmm. The triplet notes on the drums, that kind of triplet rhythm. The arpeggio loop over the bass, kind of how layered the song was, and sort of the abstract rhythmic quality of it all, and how it was not predictable. So let's take a listen to the song we made again, and then we'll sort of talk over it and talk about what we did with it. And that was just a fun recap of all of the notes that I took. So Matt, anything to add to that?
No, I think we had some great elements in each track that we listened to, and some inspiring moments in each piece of music that we, all four of them. So agreed. I think that's what's going to be really neat is when we dissect what we've written, and I think y'all will enjoy what we talk about.
I hope so. Pretty good. I hope we talk about good things. All right, here we go. So there it was. so these drums, Matt?
Well, I think the drums remind me of almost a little bit of taking away of every single track. You know, Bowman's tempo is actually a little faster than this.
Yeah.
So for me, it's got that beat that Bowman has, that
I tap that out.
Yeah,
it's just sort of the bass place for me to begin when I first
started. I like that. Yeah. That's relevant to Bowman's theme, and so yeah, the groove really, you know, it does. It has that, and then it's a different tempo than any other, you know, four tracks that we've done. But it is. I do like the fact that it resembles Bubbleman stage in that way. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like I was bringing the Bubbleman pretty heavy, just in general with this. I don't know. Do you feel like they came across a lot? That little synth lead thing that I played.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like the melody of Bubbleman, not the actual notes, but the synth, you know, that synth kind of, I don't know, it's almost like an 8-bit, mm-hmm. 8-bit sound.
Yeah.
I like that. And so it's quite interesting, you know, to incorporate both of those.
Yeah, that was that part was using a soft synth called Tyrell N6, which is a free synthesizer that's supposed to make sounds that resemble things from Blade Runner. But it does actually a lot more than that. But it's a really cool free plugin if you're into recording synth type music. But anyway, that was the sound there. I feel like it might have ended up still being a little louder than I wanted to. In our early kind of bouncing it back and forth between each other, it was really loud. And we toned it down some more from that, but I feel like it maybe in the mix might have still been a little bit too present. It scared my mom the other day when she was listening to it for the first time. So
it's funny. I like the actual arpeggio that you have in the second round that we're about to hear in a minute. The first round was more like Bubbleman. The second round was more like Secret of Mana.
Yeah, that's definitely and the way I was thinking about
that's,
it.
That's I was going to say that arpeggio in Secret of Mana was kind of like what you put together on the second synth section of what we wrote. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
like that. Yeah.
Coming up after this bit.
That part right there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little, almost like an answer to the first one.
Mm-hmm. That was me just tapping on the guitar. Yeah, I had picked that actual part from the Secret of Mana song out at one point. I had mentioned that actually in the episode. But I was kind of thinking about that and trying to mix that up a little bit.
Yeah, this is back to Bubbleman right here. Sounds like Bubbleman.
Same synth sound.
And then Secret of Mana again, so kind of a question answer question kind of thing going on and forth.
And here you can. This is where we started trying to get that triplet effect on the drums. You can kind of hear it subtly. You mixed it in right there.
Yeah, and then
a delay.
We got a synth that's kind of fading in right now, and then you're hearing the guitars, and that's what we were going to go through next. Is the modern tracks that we selected are actually incorporated in this section here.
Yeah, they're a little more heavy in the second half.
Yeah, for the Fez, I kind of presented that synth you're hearing with the distortion that you're hearing. You know, it's kind of, it's a mod wheel that I'm using to control that strange sound that you're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was inspired by, you know, when I listened to the Fez track, so.
Yeah, and some of that was, I think, I'm listening to it again, just, yeah, that was some of that was on the synth. There are some echo things that are going on that are weird and in the background too towards the end of this, where I'm just messing around with my delay pedal.
Right.
And
the
speeding up and slowing down the speed of the delay, where it kind of gets a weird feedback sort of thing happening. So I think we had those two kind of sounds mixing on top of each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And those chords, the slow chords that you were playing were actually what I was going to bring up about the actual fourth track we haven't talked about was the Halo Undercover of Night.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a good, you know, simple but yet non-melodic, you know, section that we built on those chords that you were playing, just the minor nines and all that stuff that you were playing. Really cool. So yeah.
I think that was probably the most organically recorded part of this whole thing. These parts like this right here where I was tapping that part on the guitar or like me trying over and over again to play it cleanly. Mm-hmm. Like I tried streaming some of that just to see how it would go to try to stream recording some music, and like if anybody watched it, I'm really sorry because it must have been miserable. It was just like the most repetitive thing in the entire world. Me sitting for like 2 hours trying to make something sound right. But the second half of this, I just was like, I'm just going to mess around and record whatever, and we're going to piece it back together into a way that gives it some structure. So like I just like sat down with my guitar, a different guitar than what I recorded that other thing on, and sort of played with the delay and just sort of turned some knobs as I was hitting some chords.
Yeah.
And just tried to get some interesting, weird sort of sound effect-y type stuff happening that I felt like kind of made it a little more textural and organic, sort of the way that the Fez soundtrack was.
Yeah. Yeah. This part is very ambient. It's
right there, I was playing with the volume pedal swells.
That sounds like a reverse guitar, what you're doing there.
Yeah.
Like a reverse piano sound. I've heard that before. That's really cool.
I would just
cool.
hit the note and then kind of
That's
tilt my toe on the pedal so that the volume came in.
Kind of a Fez sound, too. Like, because he did a lot of complicated things in Fez.
Mm-hmm.
The artist is, cool.
That kind of rumbling sound. You added some nice little, just some emphasis, some little touches into this thing at the end.
That was actually an Omnisphere track, was it not?
I think.
Was it a big hit? I've got some big boomers in Omnisphere, and I just played that one note, and it just resonated.
Rumbled.
It just resonated and resonated. I think that's what that was.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think I kind of remember sitting there with you. For most of this, we were separate recording these pieces individually and emailing them, but towards the very end I came over to your house and we just kind of sat there and sort of played around with that sort of organic stuff that I'd recorded and tried to kind of together work on that to piece it together.
That was fun.
I like doing it like that. Maybe we can kind of work some of that sort of together collaboration into this a little more if we can find time in our schedule. So that's all right.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to create this piece.
Yeah, for sure.
Great.
Anything else you want to add?
That's it. I mean, we covered all four of the tracks, and that's what we wanted to incorporate in this piece. You know, they're all four of the tracks, the two classic and the two modern.
Right.
And we kind of, you know, wanted to dissect it and take apart something in each one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did.
Oh, one other quick thing to mention that might be interesting to people is that I don't have a bass guitar, and most of the bass in the beginning of the song was just me recording on the lowest string of my 7-string guitar. So I was kind of trying to fake a bass sound with that, and I was kind of doing the sort of slap bass thump type thing.
Yeah.
But so that was kind of fun to do. I like tend to sit around and monkey around with that sort of thing on a regular basis. But
cool, man.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I feel like this this first episode and first little composition we made turned out pretty well, and I'm excited to kind of see where we take things in the next episode.
Sounds good, man. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you everyone for listening, and hopefully we'll have episode 2 out here in the very near future, and check us out in all the normal places, iTunes, our website, vgjam.com, online, Facebook, etc. You can get all the details in episode 1 if you want. We'll catch you again soon. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.